you draw near. Good counsel here's for you, if you will give ear. Then observe it rightly, and bear it in mind. A great deal of benefit in it you'll find. Here you may learn how to live gallant and brave, if you will endeavor for to get and save. Then take care how in idle your money you spend, for in time of need it will be your best friend. You see that the times are very hard grown. Trading it is dead both in country and town. If a man he hadn't wherewithal him to maintain, to make his complaint it is all but in vain. For money is scarce and charity's cold. Then save something in youth against you are old. Then take care how in idle your money you spend, for in time of need it will be your best friend. Now you that intend good husbands to be, observe well this rule in every degree. If you do get money, don't spend it in waste, for when it is gone, you will want it at last. Be careful and saving, you must always strive. Oh, that is the right ready way for to thrive. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. First at thy employment and work be not slack, to get food for the belly and clothes for the back. When then thou hast got money, don't spend it in vain, but keep it and save it thy charge to maintain. Take care and refrain from all bad company, for that is the highway unto poverty. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. Refrain from the alehouse and don't it frequent. To be thrifty and careful let thy mind be bent. But if thou dost chance with a friend for to meet, with a flagon or two thou then mayest him greet. And when thou hast done, then to work again fall. Something hath some savor, though it be but small. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. If that thou art blessed with a good careful wife, be loving unto her all days in thy life. If she gives thee good counsel, do not it refrain. Thou'lt find at the last it will be for thy gain. Shun the company of harlots, for they'll thee betray, and bring both thy body and soul to decay. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. Also on to gaming do not thyself use, to hazard thy money in danger to lose. for many by gaming confounds their estate, and then they repent it when it is too late. Such idle course be sure always defy, endeavor for to follow good husbandry. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. But some there be that will at an alehouse sit, and waste away credit, both money and wit, until they have spent all, they will ne'er quiet rest, but makes themselves worser than is any beast. So they can have their fill of strong drink, they don't care, though the belly and back do go empty and bare. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. I heard of a prodigal swaggering young heir, who spent £600 in less than 2 years. He capered and vapored and took his delight. He ranted in taverns both day and night. But when all his gold, it was wasted and gone, oh, then he was slighted by everyone. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. And thus you may see that bad husbandry will bring a man at last on to beggary. For those that are spendthrifts always threadbare be, with their clothes all torn, a sad sight for to see. But those that are careful their money to save, they doth maintain their family gallant and brave. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend, for in time of need it will be thy best friend. To conclude, I advise all good fellows that are in time of the main chance for to have a care. Take heed and be saving of that which thou hast. It is not good in plenty for to make waste. Remember this proverb and bear it in mind. When poverty comes, friendship is hard to find. Then take care how in waste thou dost thy money spend.